Hi, this is Marco Paul, and you're listening to the Heavenly Music Corporation on dublab.com. A message to you.
be my bride. I'm talking about you. I do mean you. Nobody but you. Come on, let me get a message through.
Trying to steal the day. Not guilty. And I'm not before the rest. I'm not trying to steal your vest. I'm not trying to be smart. I only want what I can get. I'm really sorry for your raging head, but like you heard me said, not guilty. Just handing me a writ while I'm trying to do my bit. I don't expect to take your heart. I only want what I can get. I'm really sorry that you're underfed, but like you heard me said, not guilty. Thank you. like a freak, make it better than to seek. Not guilty for leading you astray on the road to Madeleine. I won't upset the apple cart, I only want what I can get. I'm really sorry that you've been misled, but like you heard me say, not guilty.
step lightly. You're moving too fast. Take your time, boy. Soon the pain will pass. In the meantime, you gotta find yourself a love that's gonna last. Step lightly.
Hi, this is Marco Paul, and you've been listening to the Heavenly Music Corporation on dublab.com. And today I'm kind of doing a little bit of a tribute to the Beatles, a little trace through their history, what influenced them, and then their music, and then things that they influenced that came afterwards up till today. Started the show off with the instrumental track Shotgun from the Shadows, which was an all-instrumental combo out of the 60s that really influenced the Fab Four. And that was Shotgun off of their self-titled release that came out in 1961 on EMI Columbia. After that, one of the pioneers of rock and roll, Gene Vincent, with his probably most famous single, Bebop-a-Lula. I have that off of that actually came out on a single on Capitol back in 1956. And I have that on a greatest hits comp or something to that effect. After that, another one of the great pioneers of rock and roll, Chuck Berry. And his song, I'm Talking About You, off of his New Jukebox Hits album that came out on Chess Records in 1961. And then we jumped into the Beatles with one of my favorite songs of theirs, Hey Bulldog, off the Yellow Submarine soundtrack album. Came off came out of EMI Capitol Records in 1968. And then a track from each of the solo efforts of the Fab Four. First started off with George Harrison with his great song Not Guilty that should have come out on the White Album, but this surfaced on the Beatles Anthology 3 record that came out on Capitol in 1996, and that recording was from 1968. There was another version of that song that came out on one of his solo albums as well, but I like this one a little bit better. And then Paul McCartney, his track Every Night off of the first solo release by a Beatle. That was off the McCartney album that came out in 1970 on Capitol. After that, John Lennon with his track Remember off the Plastic Ono Band album that came out in 1970 on Capitol as well. And then, of course, Ringo Starr with Step Lightly, one of his better solo albums. The album Ringo that came out on Capitol in 1973. And then that takes you right up to the break here with this was an instrumental cut you were listening to by the Salvation Army, which was one of the that turned into the 3 o'clock, and they were from the Paisley Underground scene in Los Angeles. It was obviously very influenced by the Beatles and other current things as well. That was the track I Am Your Guru off of the compilation called Before 3 o'clock on Frontier in 1982. And I'll send you into the second half of the set here, so hope you enjoy what you're listening to, and I'll be back with you at the end of the set to tell you what it was. Thanks.
What you do, everybody's fine to do. She's a little lighthouse.
Hi, this is Marco Paul, and you've been listening to the Heavenly Music Corporation on dublab.com. And this is sort of a, I guess you could call it kind of a Beatles tribute set. The first half of the set, I was tracing things that influenced them and then some of their music. And now in the second half of the set, I'm kind of showing where their sound went from there and things that they influenced. Came out of the break, and that was the last break, that was the Salvation Army, a band of the LA's Paisley Underground scene from the early 80s, and that was the instrumental cut I Am Your Guru off the Before 3 O'Clock album that came out on Frontier in 1982. After that, went back a little bit to 1977 post-Beatles ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, who were definitely strongly influenced by the Beatles, and probably no less significantly than in that track, Mr. Blue Sky, off of their double album, Out of the Blue. Kind of took the Beatles sound into a little bit of the disco era and the big rock sound of the late 70s. That was the double album Out of the Blue from UA Jet from 1977. After that, taking that sound and tweaking it into New Wave, XTC, a band, one of my favorites, that had many different sounds over the course of their career, but were always a little bit influenced by the Fab Four. And that was the track Funk Papa Roll, Andy Partridge's cynical take on the music industry off of the album Mummer, which came out on Virgin Geffen in 1983. After that, XTC's alter ego, their 60s tribute band, the Dukes of Stratosphere, with their cut Little Lighthouse that came off their Sonic Sunspot album, which Virgin Geffen put out in 1987. After that, the Elephant Six Collective, which emerged in the 90s, was kind of a movement in indie rock that was definitely had a nod to the Beatles and the music of the 60s. And the Lilies were a band that previously had more of a shoegaze sound, but they're in this great album, Better Can't Make Your Life Better, that Che put out in 1996. There was an influence of that sound, and that was the track Shovel into Spade Kit off of that album. After that, another band from that Elephant Six Collective scene, The Minders, with their track I've Been Wondering off the Hooray for Tuesday album that Spin Art put out in 1998. And then a band out of Los Angeles, The Sugar Plastic, I played their track Here Comes the Mouth, which was just recently in 2005 off of their 7x7x7. It was a 7-inch, I think it was 3 7-inches that came out on Tallboy Records in 2005. And they were definitely, I would say they were more influenced by XTC, but you can kind of see the way that music traced through those bands. And then another Los Angeles band, I closed out the set here with Autolux. And their album from last year, 2010, really good album called Transit Transit that TBD Records put out. That was a track called Spots. That there's definitely some Lennon influence in there. And there's a lot of great sounds on that record, too. Some things very shoegaze, very wide variety of sounds on that record. It's worth checking out. And I'm going to leave you with another instrumental cut from The Shadows. This is going to be The Rise and Fall of Flingle Bunt, a single that EMI Columbia put out in 1964. Hope you enjoyed what you've been listening to. And definitely check out some of these bands if you are just discovering them, and I will be back at you later. Thanks for listening to the Heavenly Music Corporation on dublab.com. I'm Marco Paul.